Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you're with us. We've got a lot of great information to share with you, just like we do each and every week. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and you're at the right place for the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you'll find anywhere. So glad to be with you this week, like we are every week. And coming up during this hour, we're going to talk about the attack of the fruit wasp.
Sounds like a movie title.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I needed a little dramatic music behind. Also, smart devices. Almost every week we share with you a very good practical way of utilizing some of the smart switches and outlets and controls that are available. We have another one to share with you. Also, we have a homeowner that's kind of a little bit too hot on that second floor. What are some options that you can do to keep the cool when it's a really, really hot like it has been? Also, an inexpensive shade tip from one of our listeners. You'll have to hear this. This is a very inexpensive way to provide a little bit of shading outside your home. And of course, my buddy Joe always has a great simple solution for us.
Well, Danny, this time it's about overhead storage. Like, one of the easiest ways to store things is overhead. And I've got a tip on how to do that using a length of vinyl downspout.
Oh, okay. All right. Looking forward to that. That's all coming up here in just a few minutes. And we want to hear from you. We make it so easy to reach out to us because we know everybody has some kind of challenge or a question or just need an opinion on a certain thing. Well, that's what Today's Homeowner and the Today's Homeowner community is all about. So here's how you can reach out to us. Just pick up the phone and give us a call. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Now, that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anytime. If you're having those restless nights and you just got a question that's bugging you, pick up the phone and call us, and we'll make sure that we get you the answer on that. Also, people love to send emails, and we certainly love to get them, and you can send us one anytime by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Also want to remind you about all the things happening on the Today's Homeowner social media pages. I mean, you can go to Facebook, Pinterest, you can go to Instagram. And if you'd like to send me a message directly, you can do that by going to Twitter at Danny Lipford. Joe, I'm so glad to see that you're all in one piece.
I was
getting some interesting pictures from you, and I actually showed my wife Sharon some of the pictures that you sent. She goes,
right.
That's Photoshopped. So, but it wasn't. Tell our listeners about this adventure that you just came back from.
Yeah, I just came back from Lake Tahoe out in California, where I did some hiking on a trail that is called the Via Ferrata, which is Italian for Iron Road. It's essentially a system that was devised by the Italian army during World War I as a way to climb up and over the Dolomites, which is a mountain range in northern Italy. It allows regular old people to rock climb, essentially, safely. And it's a system of iron rungs and cables, so you're locked in on a lanyard, but it allows you to just scale mountains and rock faces and climb places you'd never be able to climb, you know, unless you're a highly skilled mountain climber or rock climber. So you get spectacular views. And if you've ever been out, anyone that's been out to Tahoe knows that's just a beautiful, beautiful part of the world.
The lake was
spectacular. I mean, the lake was like Windex blue, you know, it was like that turquoise blue, like Windex. I've seen that in the Caribbean, but I've never seen it in a lake. It was a great time of year to go out. You know, it was a little quieter. I hired a guide. There were only three or four of us on this hike, about 4 hours on the mountain for 4 hours. But if you there are Via Ferratas throughout Europe where it started, and there are about six or eight of them, I think, in the States. So if you Google that, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's if you ever want some beautiful views, you can't be afraid of heights, of course, but if you want some beautiful views, I think you saw a picture of me hanging off a cable at one point.
Yeah.
But it's just a great way to get outdoors, which I love doing, and getting a little exercise.
That sounds great, man. Well, I'm glad you made it back, and I'm glad you took a little time there. That, you know, vacations do an awful lot for you if you allow it to. Some people, I know a lot of people that you know, or you know, have a little money to spend here and there, and they never go anywhere. And I never understood that, you know, maybe they're born in a certain area and they maybe they've done one trip here or one trip there, but and there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of people do that, but man, there are so many things out there, especially when you're talking about hiking and getting outside. It always hits me how diverse the country is.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Where you can be in this just desolate desert area, and within a few hours, you're on a snowtop mountain. It's it is truly a fantastic country that we live in.
Yeah, I remember my father-in-law one time said about just sort of enjoying life and getting out. He said, "No one on their deathbed ever said, 'I wish I spent more time in the office.'"
I know. Right? Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
This is the kind of thing, hiking this Via Ferrata is something I'd thought about for the last 10 years. And finally, I thought, well, what am I waiting for?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Good.
You know, just
good for
do
you.
It. Yeah. Good and it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be as arduous as hiking a mountain. But, you know, just getting out and spending time, for me especially, just spending time outdoors by myself and thinking about other stuff is, you know, I just find it's really, you know, it sort of feeds my soul and gets me ready to come back to work.
There you go. That's a great way to go. Well, I'll tell you, I'm about to do something I've never done before, and I had mentioned it a few weeks ago, but this afternoon...
The laundry? You're going to do the laundry at
I'm
home?
Not going to do any laundry, no. No, it hadn't gotten that, crazy around
okay.
here. But how many people that are listening have ever been to a 100th birthday party for an individual? I'm leaving this afternoon to head up to Southern Ohio for a several day celebration of my Uncle Rex's 100th birthday. Now you might think of someone being 100 and they're, you know, very frail and they're sitting there and maybe they are able to communicate a little. Oh, no, that's not what
that's
I'm talking
not,
about
I
here.
Met Uncle Rex that too long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a piece of work, as we say, and is certainly very, very excited about this get together. We got several different things planned, and I know he won't hear this radio show before then, but I hired a limo to pick him up. He has never been inside a limousine.
Oh, wow.
So I have a limo set up. I have his favorite orange juice that he drinks. Oh, it's a party. Oh, yeah, we're going to have a party.
Is the orange juice got something else in it?
So, and, you know, there is some, you know, most of his children are going to be there. And, of course, lots of grandkids, great-grandkids, and a few surprises. He knows if I'm coming to town, there's going to be a few surprises. He's already warned me. You know, he says, "Look, I'm 100 years old, and so is my heart. So I don't need this heart going out on me here. So it's going to be good." But that's very special when you think about it, and you think, and the thing about it, he can relate all of these stories. When he was on this special ship in the Navy, and you know, he has his picture of it, and he's, you know, showing, you know, where he was as, you know, I don't know the terms, but one of the guys that shoot the big guns up on the little bird, what do you call them, little crow's nest kind of things, and talks about it, and, you know, he talks about some of the skirmishes that he was in during early part of World War II and that kind of thing. So anyway, and now he'll tell the same joke over and over sometimes, but I guess I do that too. So what the heck?
Yeah, no, I met him at your daughter's wedding not too long ago, a few months ago. And yeah, you'd never guess he's 100. First of all, he's sharp as a tack. He's got great stories to tell. And when I meet someone like that and I talk to him, I think of all the technological advancements in 100 years, certainly, but even just the last 10 or 20 years. But to think like when he was born, what was available to him
and
to, you know, to that generation to now, you know? I mean, it's mind-boggling. So congratulations. He's a great guy, and you know, hope he keeps chugging along. I think he's going to.
Me too. It sounds pretty good. And he's my cousin sent me a video of him just last week out in the garden with a rototiller. They tried to hide the rototiller from him, and then they took the gas away. But he got some gas, and he's out there rototilling his tomato bushes.
That might be how he made it to 100.
I know it.
By going out there working in the garden, right?
Hey, we're just getting started here. This is not a travel show, though we like to talk about a little bit of travel and a few things that happened to us personally. But we're about to roll up our sleeves and really start talking about home improvement. We've got some great information. And again, reach out to us right now, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're about to have a lot of fun.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers at all like the SoftSpa electronic bidet toilet seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
We're so proud of the hundreds of stations, over 350 stations across this great country that air Today's Homeowner each and every week. Just like this one, WGRA AM 790 in Cairo, Georgia. Special hello to everybody there. We certainly get a lot of calls from people in and around Georgia, and we'd love to hear from you wherever you are. Just pick up the phone and give us a call right now, 1-800-946-4420, or send us an email, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to head up over the border to Toronto, Canada. Valerie's on the line. Valerie, welcome to the show, and tell us what's happening in your fruit orchard out there.
Well, it's not quite an orchard. I have two trees in my front yard, a pear tree and an apple tree. They yield beautiful fruit. Mm-hmm. But what's happening is the squirrels climb up in the trees, the fruit falls to the lawn, and all these wasps come in. And it's at such a point now that I'm actually afraid to go and cut my grass because the wasps, there must be about 15 or 20 wasps in one piece of fruit. Mm. So A, I'm scared. B, it's disgusting. And C, my lawn's out of control. And the rest, I can't then eat the fruit. So... Boy. If you have some advice on how to manage the wasps, I'd so appreciate it.
Wow. Boy, that's unique. You know, I'm not sure I've ever really heard of wasps going after fruit like that. I'm sure it's not that unusual. My wife has quite a few fruit trees, and, I mean, she's out there talking to those trees and putting little ribbons on their hairs, everything. It's she spends a lot of time out there. But
you'll appreciate it when she starts harvesting fresh fruit, though.
I know. I can take care of the harvesting part. That's okay. That's not
and the
not
eating part.
Yeah. Well, Joe, what do you think? What do you think for Valerie here? Because I can understand. I mean, nobody likes to get bitten by wasps. And if you're out there mowing or doing any string trimming and things like that, you can certainly stir up that wasp nest. What would you recommend to Valerie on this one, Joe?
Yeah, Valerie, we had a peach tree when I was growing up. We had a similar concern. And it happens when the fruit falls to the ground and starts to rot a little bit. And of course, the bees are attracted to the sugar. So there's really not much you can do. One thing you don't want to do, of course, start spraying any kind of poison because the world's population of pollinators is shrinking faster than we can handle right now. So we don't want to be killing these bees. But the only, I remember we had this question once before, and there was I checked with a university extension service, and they said there's really not much you can do other than pick the fruit as soon as it's ripe. Don't let it fall to the ground, which even if you have two trees, they produce a lot of fruit. And, you know, what are you going to do? Stand out there 24/7 waiting for it to fall to the ground. And of course, the bees aren't as active at night or very, very early in the morning. So if you went out there and cleaned up the fruit, and the other thing I noticed with our peach tree when I was a kid is some of the fruit seems to overripen and even start to rot on the tree. So yeah, unfortunately, I don't think there's much you can do other than pick up any fallen fruit immediately before it starts to rot. or pick it as soon as it's ripe.
Now is that now the fruit is on the ground. I guess I could rake it up.
Well, I was just going to say, if it's on the ground, yeah, I would rake it out, you know, use a long handled tool because you don't want to get stung, rake it all out. And again, do it early in the morning or later, you know, you don't want to do it in the middle of the night, but later in the afternoon, I guess, rake it up and dispose of it. And then just try to keep it clean. And that, then of course, then you can mow the lawn at that point.
And I guess, are there any like natural wasp traps that I could...
I don't know how many of them are effective. I have seen things hanging from trees around here. I live in Connecticut, hanging from fruit trees. And it's like a bag hanging from a plastic thing.
Yeah, I've seen those.
I guess the bees are, but I'm not really sure what they're attracting. Again, you don't want to be killing the bees. So,
no, it's not bees. They're wasps.
Wasps. Okay.
Yeah.
So the ones I'm thinking of, I think they trap some kind of biting fly, but I'm not sure. So you might be able to try them. At this point, I mean, you're in Canada. I assume your fruit growing season is going to be ending relatively shortly, right? Another
relatively
month or so?
Soon. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But then next spring, you're back to where you started. So that's what I suggest. Just try to pick up that fallen fruit as soon as possible.
Okay. That'll be the plan for next year.
Okay, Valerie.
Well, Valerie, thanks so much for being with us here on today's Homeowner Radio. If we can help you on anything else, just let us know.
I will do. Cheers. Thanks so much.
Hey, take care. All right. Always battling things. You know, you always have something that you're having to deal with. I know we had ants out there. We had a lot of ants that gathered around one particular tree and threatened the tree for, you know, I guess because of just having too much dirt around the base of the tree. And now I see Sharon has bought these little plastic things that clip around the base of the tree so that when you're weed eating, that you're not hitting, you know, the base, which is very important. And there's a lot of homemade type of devices, you know, that she goes, but she wanted them all to match and look consistent. So, you know, so Amazon, here you are delivering more stuff to my door. So.
Yeah, we mentioned one time that Amazon's going to start showing up. It's just going to say, Amazon Lipford is a truck. It's a fleet of trucks
that just goes
to your house. Yeah.
It was real cute. Recently, Chelsea, my daughter, shared with me, her daughter, Mary Helen, had saved up a little money to buy something. It was something kind of silly. And Chelsea let her go online, go to Amazon,
go through
the whole process and everything.
Oh, no.
And then every day, which didn't take long because, you know, they're amazing how fast they are. But every day she would be on the front porch right after school waiting for the Amazon truck.
Yeah.
And here it came. And she's ran out there, and here's the Amazon guy. And of course, Chelsea's taking pictures of the whole thing. And here's the Amazon guy handing the little package to her. I forgot what it was. It was something, you know, that would be a typical little girl gift like that.
But, yeah.
She was so excited.
Her
friend at Amazon. Let's don't get them started too early here.
Yeah. You were talking about ants a minute ago. I went out to the mailbox a couple of weeks ago, and the mail carrier had left a note inside the mailbox. Just one word, ants. With an exclamation point. I'm like, what the heck is... And I looked in, and there are tons of those little teeny tiny ants inside mailbox. What possessed them going... I mean, it must be hotter than heck in there.
It's probably what they like, the warmness
in there. So I got to clean out the ants.
Hey, let's take care of a few of the emails that we got this week, and always encourage you to send one to us anytime by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. This came in from Beverly. It says, every time it rains, my backyard fills with water and mud. Can I put gravel and cement over the yard, or do I need to have concrete poured over the whole thing? Well, that's a little drastic there, Beverly. The thing is, first of all, when it rains, it's good to get out there and take a look at it. There's no better way of finding out where it's ponding. Go ahead and put your rain suit on, your umbrella, whatever, and really try to determine. I've even in some situations at house, actually drew a little drawing of the backyard and then indicated where the deepest areas were. Then you can start adding dirt to encourage that water. First of all, you want to make sure that water moves away from the house. You never want water sitting or ponding around your house at all. And particularly if you're up on piers of any kind, you don't want that water running under the house. So by looking at it closely during a heavy rain, you'll know exactly where the highs and lows parts of your yard in. Then you can bring in some topsoil, and there's a lot of different ways that you can get small quantities of topsoil and drop it in, and then just, you know, and it's going to look kind of rough for a little while. You may want to overseed it with some grass seed in order to get the grass started and so forth. But you can work with it a little at a time and get that water to drain away. Now, if it's a very severe problem that's caused by, you know, adjacent neighbors or something like that, you might have to get a landscape contractor in there who may suggest running a surface drain. I put a lot of surface drains in where you would have a 12 by 12 by 12 little box. It usually has a green grate on it. You can put it down in the lower part of your yard, run that pipe around the edge of the house to a place that you can allow that water to flow freely, not on your neighbor's yard, but somewhere freely otherwise. And that can take care of it a lot. But, you know, certain areas of the country, especially the Southeast, they've got a tremendous amount of rain. So it's really testing how well or how poorly your backyard or front yard may drain right now. So great time to look at it while you can see it, and then you can make a plan on that. And I'll tell you, the home centers have so many different drain things available now. You'll find just what you need, including all of the piping right there in the aisles of Home Depot. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lifford, along with my co-host Joe Truini. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a smart device that you might be interested in. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio.
Welcome back to today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Hey, who wants to get up and turn off the lights? We've gotten a little lazy from time to time here, but here's something that can really help you out if you just don't feel like getting up, because we're so used to different types of remote controls and so forth. So now the Lutron Cassetta Diva Smart Dimmer Starter Kit. You don't have to get up out of that chair anymore. These dimmer switches and fan controls attach to existing rocker or paddle style switches found in millions of homes today. And it can allow you to build a system that can control whatever that switch controls with your smartphone or even voice activated. You simply plug the smart hub into your home's internet router, and it ensures your wireless communication between devices will always work, and the Cassetta products won't compete with the signal with your other devices that might be on your Wi-Fi network. And more importantly, the lights will still work if that signal drops for whatever reason. Cassetta dimmers install in as little as 15 minutes with just two wires, and there's no neutral wire, so they'll work with homes of any age whatsoever. So to find out more, again, kind of a long name here, Lutron Cassetta Diva Smart Dimmer Switch Starter Kit, you can go to HomeDepot.com. Joe, that's just getting more and more devices out there and getting easier and easier for homeowners to implement them. And, you know, I say if you're lazy and don't get out of the chair, but still, there's a lot of times that, you know, it just starts to be convenient, not laziness. So a lot of these devices really do make a lot of sense.
Well, that's the point. It's just be convenient, right? You can control lights without having to get up out of bed or whatever. If you're walking out of the house, you can still use your phone to turn lights on and off. So, yeah, I'm sure the more you use them, the more convenient they become.
All right, let's get right back to today's homeowner hotline. Leslie's on the line. Leslie, welcome to the show, and tell us what's happening at your house there.
I live in a house that was built for a cotton mill in North Alabama in 1953. It's a 1.5-story Cape Cod. But when they built in the attic, there is zero insulation in the ceiling area. So it stays really hot and humid upstairs. You can feel the heat radiating off the drywall. So I didn't know if there was a way to insulate that so that, you know, it would be cool enough upstairs and that we could also, enjoy it up here during the summer.
Well, very common problem, unfortunately, because a lot of times people that are slowly remodeling something and they're taking in an attic, they don't consider how hot it can get up there. A lot of times it's almost impossible to add insulation without doing some demolition. But if you have any way of getting to any of the areas, even the sidewalls, the vertical walls that may be part of the upstairs area, as much insulation as you can put around the perimeter of that upstairs area is extremely important. Now, also, there's some very creative ways with air conditioning, the air conditioning contractors can advise you on, of being able to do some zoning that'll allow you to pump more air conditioning into that area, or you may find that you want to go with one of the ductless systems. That's something that's extremely popular these days in areas like you're talking about, where it actually has its own separate system that attaches to the wall, very easy to install, very reasonable, also extremely energy efficient. But a little more insulation, a little more air conditioning to compensate for that may make that a lot more livable there. But it all depends on how they built that, because if you have a roof structure and a little cavity there and then drywall, and even if you have insulation in there, that roof is radiating a lot of heat through there that's going to make it a little harder to keep it nice and comfortable. So you might be able to kind of overcompensate a little bit to make it comfortable to be able to have people occupy that part of the house.
Yes, you're correct. It is just drywall. Like I punched a hole just to look. There's drywall, then the wood, I guess that the shingles are nailed to, and then the tar paper and the shingles. So there is zero, there. We even have the paper is peeling off in some areas of the drywall. I don't know how long ago that was done. The ceilings are only maybe 7 feet tall at the tallest, and there are some spots where the ceiling goes all the way to the ground, which is why it's a 1.5 story.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you are correct. Even on the outside, on the sidewalls, there is zero insulation, even downstairs.
Yeah. Well, any access that you have to any of that area that you can put some insulation in, by all means, okay, do so, even if it's not covering it 100%. But what you might think about, and you might look around and do a little search engine work there in your area and see if anybody does any of the blow-in insulation. And I'm talking about in the walls. That started with a lot of the guys that were doing the cellulose insulation, and they would add glue to it. Then they would pump this into the walls, or in this case, the ceiling cavities, and then the glue would activate and expand it a little bit and fill those voids up. Now, that does require access points, so you may have to cut a small area of drywall at the upper part of your room, allow them to pump each of the areas, the voids along there, and it'll filter down in there and fill it up. Then you can patch that drywall at the top. You might look around and see if you can't find some of the guys that in a slang way, we call it a blow-in blanket, but they might be able to do the blow-in blanket insulation that might really provide that envelope of protection around that room.
Okay, great. I can do that.
Well, best of luck to you on it, because you hate to have a big area of your home like that that you're not able to use. And your home sounds fantastic the way you described it. So hopefully this will help you a little bit, but get on the phones and you might find that person that says, hey, we've done 100 of these jobs. Here's what we need to do. So best of luck on all of that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Our pleasure. You know, that's one of those things, Joe, when these attic areas are notorious for that, because
right. People,
they just don't plan it through. You have this big attic area. And so many times I've gone out and talked to homeowners about, that wanted to enclose the attic. And by the time you get up there and you say, okay, well, we're going to have to put some extra wood here on the floor. You have 2x6s. We need 2x10s. Then right. You got to bring, adapt the ceiling area a little bit. Before you know it, you got about a 5.5 foot room that's not going to do anybody any good.
Yeah. Yeah. And she can also see about adding some ventilation to this space just to vent out some of that. So between insulation and ventilation, which is what you need to do, and, was probably never made when the house was first built, though it probably wasn't supposed to be a finished space. That's also part of the problem.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of those places seem a lot bigger than they really are. But when you start putting, drywall in and plywood in, suddenly it shrinks down to a lot less usable place. One of the things we love is when we have feedback from our listeners. And when we come back, we've got some great tips that just recently were sent in by a couple listeners for some things we talked about a couple weeks ago. You'll want to hear these pretty cool tips right here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment.
The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com. If you're looking for a simple, inexpensive way to upgrade your kitchen, try the new LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deitch Coatings. It's an easy four-step process that you can do yourself to give your counters authentic granite elegance in just a weekend. And because it's formulated with real stone, this revolutionary product resists stains, heat, and impact to deliver a high-end appearance with smooth richness that rivals a professional granite installation at a fraction of the cost. Find LuxRock online at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Take Today's Homeowner with you wherever you go with our popular podcast channel. Listen to our daily tips for today's homeowner. Get answers to your most common questions with our Ask Danny podcast. Or catch up on past episodes of the Today's Homeowner radio show. They're all designed to help you find solutions that work for your home. And they're available on demand on our Today's Homeowner podcast channel. Just search Today's Homeowner podcast on your favorite app and listen today.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
Hey, we always want to encourage you to reach out to us here at Today's Homeowner Radio. We love to hear from the Today's Homeowner community all over the country, and I try to remind you of the phone number and the email address as often as I can. 800-946-4420 is that phone number. And to reach out to us by email, you can go to todayshomeowner.com/ask. We've got some couple cool follow-up emails here. This one came in from Mark in Washington State. And this is in response to a best new product segment that we did a while back talking about a fabric called Coolaroo. And it was basically an electric shade system that you could install in your home, push a button, and filter out block a lot of the sun that can really cause a big heat buildup in your home. A lot of different ways that you can use these in and outside your home. Well, Mark took a different approach to that. He says, I buy Coolaroo fabric online and I make my own roll-up shades. I fold and sew the sides to make a casing and I put a PVC pipe in it. That makes the top and the bottom of the roll-up shade. Then I put little pulleys and ropes on it to roll it up and down. It's very easy to put away for winter. Just pull the PVC pipe out, fold up the fabric, and store it away until next summer. Great tip, Mark, and understand exactly what it's talking about and being able to just provide those little simple shades. And also, Joe, I kind of like when you have an opportunity, especially with different fabric like that, to put a little splash of color in there, put a little personality in it, can really make a difference, especially outside if you have your porch or like I know the people we spoke about a few weeks ago had a big screened-in porch. They just couldn't enjoy it because the sun bearing down on it. So, I think this is a great tip.
Yeah, very smart of Mark to go online. I didn't realize you could buy just the fabric on its own. Then you can get it into different textures and or colors. The fact that he could take it down and store it away is really a clever way too, because this way you don't always need it year round. You know, the sun will eventually, you know, seems like no matter what the material is made of, the sun will eventually either make it fade or deteriorate. So, I wish he had sent the photograph. I would love to have seen this.
I know it. Well, here's another one from someone that actually was a caller on our show a few weeks ago. Jeffrey in Saratoga Springs, New York, said, a couple weeks ago, you helped a listener in filling in some cracks in wooden deck post. You mentioned using Bondo. At Home Depot, there's several varieties of Bondo, and I was just trying to figure out which one to use. Is it the original one that's made for automobiles, repairing automobile bodies, or is it the wood filler Bondo? There's so many choices. Kind of makes the customer a little hesitant. I also want to thank you for taking my call about the missing protective coating on my old vinyl sheet flooring.
So I remember that call. Yeah.
So, Jeff, we're glad to do that. And you know, when you see the varieties of Bondo, and Bondo's a brand, it's basically an epoxy, a two-part epoxy filler. They've used it on cars for many, many years. It must work pretty well for it to hold up to all the movement that comes with a body. But they did make, they do make the wood filler Bondo. And we were talking about, Joe, I believe those were the 6x6 posts. We were talking about notorious they are for turning and cracking and having those cracks, and how filling it in with the Bondo prior to staining or painting, is recommended. But I believe I would say, go with the wood, because you have to think the wood filler type, you have to think that they formulated it maybe just a little different to where it works on wood better than it does on, let's say, the outside of a car.
Yeah, the three most popular ones are the auto body filler. And the reason we don't always recommend it is that it dries sort of like a dark pinkish color, sort of, because it's made just be painted over. And if you're painting your wooden post or whatever it is, you could certainly use that. The other two are, it's called a Bondo Home Solutions Wood Filler, which dries to like a light brown. And the difference there is that's paintable, but it's also stainable. So that's why it's called a wood filler. Then they make one called Home Solutions All-Purpose Putty, which is, again, very similar to the other two. This one dries, I think it dries to a light gray. And that can be used on virtually anything, including PVC, tile, laminate, ceramic, wood. The great thing about Bondo products, any of them, they don't shrink, they don't crack, they're water resistant. So for wood that's going to stain, I would certainly use the wood filler. If you're going to paint it, it almost really doesn't matter which you use. Mm-hmm. They're all formulated essentially the same.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate that follow-up, and any time that you have a follow-up, and you may have a great tip that we've never mentioned, never thought about, hey, share it with us, and we'll share it with the Today's Homeowner community all over the country. Joe, we have a simple solution coming up. Give us a little tease on what we might expect.
All right. How to make an overhead storage rack in your, like, shop or shed, something like that, from a length of vinyl downspout.
I thought it might be how to properly attach a steel cable to a big rock. Since that's
well, I do know how to do that. It does require epoxy. We're just talking about epoxy and a very large hammer drill.
We were talking about Joe's trip earlier to doing a little mountain climbing and hiking combined. So just trying to throw that in there a little bit. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. When we come back, it's simple solution time.
Got a project? Tight Bond wood glues are preferred by pro woodworkers more than 7 to 1. Why? Because Tight Bond is professional strength, even stronger than the wood itself. Tight Bond is versatile, perfect for interior and exterior woodworking, and the best choice for home repairs. Tight Bond is tough and durable, outlasting extreme weather conditions and conquering demanding projects. Tight Bond wood glues, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Chelsea here. When I'm not on Today's Homeowner TV or radio shows, I'm sharing projects, how-to DIY tips, and other home inspiration over on my blog at checkingochelsea.com. Be sure to stop by, sign up for my newsletter, and watch my latest episode to get home improvement information with a Chelsea twist. I don't spare any details, so you'll know how to take a project from zero to completion and hopefully enjoy the process. See you soon over at checkingochelsea.com.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lippard and Mr. Simple Solution, Joe Truini. What do you have, Joe?
Wow, an official title. Yeah, that's Mr. Simple. I like that.
Don't abuse it. Let's.
Yeah, I'll be able to get ahead of everybody in restaurants by telling them I'm Mr. Simple. All right, Danny, here's how to make an overhead storage rack for storing small diameter pieces. We're talking about like pipes and moldings and even fishing rods, anything like that. What you do is you just cut two pieces of vinyl downspout, kind of like 5 or 6 inches long, then screw them to an overhead ceiling joist, spacing them about 4 feet apart or so. Then you can simply slide in the molding or pipes or whatever you have, and they're up out of the way, easily accessible, not going to be gathering dust or anything else. And we shot a video of this, which you can see at todayshomeowner.com, Simple Solutions. Instead of standing these things up in a corner where they're always falling over and tripping over, I said that this was just a great way. You slide them in and then you slide them out whenever you need them.
I'll tell you, that's another great example of how you can really utilize a lot of that space that, you know, is up off the ground. I know I shared with you a while back when I was out at Bill Nye, the science guy's house. We were taping a show a few years ago, and he was really anxious to show us all of his little things that he's done all over his house. So we went into a little small one-car garage, and directly overhead was some of the white ventilated shelving, how that vinyl-coated shelving that you see in a lot of closets here and there. And he had it mounted overhead, I would imagine. It was about seven and a half foot tall. And we looked up, and all of these little cans of paint and spackling and things like that had the labels on the bottom of the cans. You know, and so we're looking
see
up
what's
and,
in it.
Okay, well, that's stain, that's white paint, that's primer. Yeah. Okay,
that's cool.
And I kind of looked around and said, "Well, Bill, where's your ladder? How do you get to him?" He goes, "Uh-uh." So he reached over and he had a broomstick where it's cut off, and he just reached up there, pop, and he popped the bottom of that thing, and it flew out, and he caught it with his other hand. He goes like that. I went, "Wow, I wish we'd have been rolling tape on that one. That's pretty cool, but." He's a little eccentric.
And how does he get it back up there? He tosses it up like a grenade, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. It wasn't a foolproof method, but it was pretty amusing at the time.
I like that idea. Yeah. And by the way, those ventilated shelvings are great for storing things like that. Mm-hmm. And they usually have a little lip that bends down at 90 degrees mm-hmm. that when you install them in a closet, that lip is facing down. Mm-hmm. But when you use them for storage like that, put that lip facing up. And what it does, it acts as a little barrier. So you can't push stuff off as easily because it hits that. The reason mm-hmm. they have that, of course, it just adds rigidity to it so it doesn't bend as much. But if you make that lip face up, this way it acts as so things don't slide off as easily. It'll bump up against that.
And if you're looking for some of this ventilated shelving to use, you know, for a project like out in your garage, you can really find that a lot of times on, you know, where people have removed it to replace it with maybe a custom closet. And we have a lot of it left over all the time, but you can find it on Facebook Marketplace and a lot of places like that. Hey, I want to let you know what you can see on the Today's Homeowner television show this weekend. It's a project we call the Exterior Refresh. You know, curb appeal projects are so popular. It's amazing how you can completely change the look of your house with just a few simple things. Some of the things that we did in this particular show is something that's extremely popular all over the country, and that is whitewashing or lime washing the bricks on the outside of your house. Very interesting the way this is done and made a tremendous difference in it, and it's much better than painting the bricks, which can seal a lot of moisture inside. You'll have to check it out. Also, a very innovative way and very inexpensive way of building shutters, of course, a little bit of landscaping, and we changed this house from what the homeowner said it felt like a hot dog stand to a very attractive home. Go to todayshomeowner.com and find out where you can see it in your neck of the woods. Hey, that pretty much wraps up this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lifford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for being with us for this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.